This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. The third hour of our live Saturday edition with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And the captain.
We still have to get to this story from Gizmodo that we started, you know, we touched on it in the second hour, and we never really got into the dirty details of what the government goons in D.C. are going to try to do to your streaming video and audio services. A lot of people, you know, they're into Netflix, they're into Pandora, these online video and audio streaming services. Well, guess what? Now the government gang wants to be able to interrupt your programming whenever they want to tell you the things that they want to tell you. We'll tell you about that coming up here in a moment, so long as we're not interrupted, because we're on old media that they have total control over, unfortunately. By the way, I do want to let you know about balance of nature, because good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great, but eating right all the time is a challenge. In fact, travel and work schedules these days can get in the way more often than not, and you might have the desire, or rather not have the desire, to shop and cook the right foods for yourself. Balance of Nature can help you out with three of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules. You get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And then after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. You can get the offer by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's balanceofnature.com, code FTL. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
You touched on it, but didn't get down and dirty, huh?
Go on.
You know that...
Not taking that bait. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's a masturbator, isn't he?
I am. You know, and that pumpkin controversy, that's what happens when you pump your kin, man.
Look, just for our listeners who don't know, you're referring to the first story of the show tonight. So 2 hours ago, Captain Kickass, you brought it up. It was a New York law firm. They had black pumpkins that they'd purchased from Bed Bath & Beyond. They put white chalk on it. Rather than taking the time to actually carve the pumpkin, they just chalked the pumpkin faces, you know, with a grin and everything on them. And somebody got offended by it, saying that it resembled blackface. And so they took them down. And apparently even Bed Bath & Beyond took the product down. So the law firm took them down. Then Bed Bath & Beyond took them down.
Let me poke in here and say, yep. you ever have...
There's another joke there, too, but go ahead.
Like, if you, you've had girlfriends.
Yes, I have.
Okay. You ever do something that pissed your girlfriend off?
Yeah.
And then you kind of, you walk around being really careful not to offend her for a while, because, you know, you really hurt her feelings. How long would you have to walk around carefully if you'd held your girlfriend in bondage for 400 years against her will and beaten her to the point of death when she refused to obey you? It takes a little while to make up for a thing like that. And although any given living person is not guilty of slavery, I can understand the position of black people being maybe a little bit sensitive.
But you mean some black people, because the caller earlier said
yeah,
he's
and
got
I'm
a bunch
not
of
saying,
black friends and think this is ridiculous.
Right, and the thing is, different people take things in different ways,
yeah.
You know, but I think if you put yourself in the place of somebody looking back at this is the history of my race, this has been the recent history of my race, I can understand there being some real rage that this was done to them. And the thing is, the proper targets of that rage are dead. But that doesn't make the rage go away. And I speak of this with some feeling because my father is full-blooded Armenian, okay? And I've got vicarious rage against what happened to the Armenians in 1915, even though I wasn't there. The people who did it are all dead. But that doesn't mean I can necessarily, I try to, if I meet an individual Turk, I try not to hold that against them. But when I look at, like, the government of Turkey and the Kurds, I definitely look at the government of Turkey differently.
Get upset with the government. Get upset with the police and oppression and violence and actual things that are really offensive. Pumpkins? Not offensive. Not offensive.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah, they have a phrase for that generational trauma, and what I had called about it, the Indians here listening to you on KENN out of Farmington, New Mexico, Four Corners, tying into that, you were talking about the ridiculous sign of the times as words that you used, and a system of control, Ian, and going back to the Indians topic and the way that ties into the system of control and ridiculous sign of the times kind of stuff is the Native Americans here in the Four Corners, they have I was telling you that singing wire program, and they all know it, and it's on the University of New Mexico radio program, a radio station which is publicly owned, paid for, and operated, and it's a 4-hour program on Sunday afternoons from noon to four, and it's basically church. That's part of its function. And the reason I wanted to further explain this point is it ties into what you're talking about, and it clarifies what we were talking about the other day, because Ian, I don't think you had a clear picture of what that program was. Church services are repetitive, right? It's kind of the same thing every Sunday.
And, right, they have it all in the same order.
Or sometimes 3 hours every night.
Yeah, they open they got us opening a hymn, they got the benediction, they got these different segments that, and then, of course, if you stay for a whole year of them, you'll start to have the same benedictions and such, you know, year after year after year. So it really is the same thing.
Right, and because a comment you had made, and it was a flip comment. You weren't entirely serious, and I am boring and repetitive. But you're commenting about, you know, because I had I had stated that for the last 10 years I'd called into Singing Wire on this KUNM radio station, and did a shout out, which is what they do. They do a half hour, well, 15 minutes to a half hour of shout outs every week, and I did that for every Sunday for 10 years. And
that's called
an
act of devotion.
Right, putting it out there to the ether, and for whatever it's worth, and then other part aspects I was talking to, telling you about that program. They play contemporary Native American music, and then they'll play, you know, your favorite, the peyote songs for the Native American church, and they'll play other powwow music, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a real pattern. They try to keep some fresh new stuff coming each week, but more than half of it is the same as the previous week. You could almost play the same program over. So that's
true with every music radio station. I'd just like to point that out. Music radio in general has a very limited list of songs that they play. I think it's not uncommon, if I recall correctly, I've heard of rock stations playing 180 songs, basically.
Yeah, you'll hear the same song every 2 hours or so on certain stations, depending on the program director.
Right.
I also wanted to say,
generally, it's going to be unobjectionable. Yeah. It's going to be the kind of song you put on when you're looking for something to put on that nobody in the room will object to.
Yeah, it's watered down. I also wanted to say, too, that, like, on the church bit, like, I don't know if many of the listeners know, I also do parody songs, like, you know, Weird Al, but I'm far more vulgar. Like, the first parody that I ever did was in church, right? They had this hymn called...
Were you like a kid?
Yeah. Okay. They had this hymn called They'll Know We Are Christians by Our Love.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And I changed the word love to breath. It's like, they'll know we are Christians by our breath.
By our breath.
Yeah, exactly. I still get a kick out of that this day.
That's a good one. How old were you at that time?
Oh, maybe 8 or something. Yeah.
And now, where can people go to find your parody songs?
TheKickAssParodyProject.Bandcamp.com.
BANDCAMP.
Yep.
TheKickAssParodyProject.
Yep.
.Bandcamp.com.
All one word, ball mashed together, no dashes, no spaces.
David, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We continue with a different David. This one is David the Balloon Guy calling from Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, we're on the radio. You're on the air.
All right, cool. So I've been having some trouble with Liberty.menu. I've been trying to register. I'm a balloon artist down here in Orlando, Florida. And
for tech support, press 7.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to do tech support on the air here, but we'll see what you have to say
in a
moment.
I'm not asking for tech support. I just want to know if you guys know... who I can contact.
I'm pretty sure there's a support option there. I don't know exactly where it is on the site, but we know the guy who runs the thing. His name's Patrick Binder. He's a great guy. He's a libertarian. So more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms on the line, or not on the line. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms wherein you could be on the line and sound almost like you're sitting here with us. They sound really that good. Go to discord.lrn.fm. And for our last caller who had hung up during the break, you know, we can't get into tech support in detail here, but I did, when I went to liberty.menu, I did scroll all the way down, look at the bottom of the page, because usually when you go to a website, either the contact option is somewhere buried in the top menu, or it's at the bottom.
People do poor jobs sometimes of, like, hiding important information you need on their website.
And in this case, there is a little email link at the very bottom that goes to admin@liberty.menu. So, that should help you. Hopefully you're still listening, and you're not upset that we didn't get into details.
Hope it helps, bro.
Of tech support.
We looked it up during the break just
on
for
the air. But yeah, if there's ever something broken with Free Talk Live, for instance, feel free to just email me, ian@freetalklive.com. It's always best to just do it that way rather than calling in. Not to say we don't appreciate your phone calls. We certainly do. But got to keep the radio show to the general listening audience of, you know, the interests of those people, whoever they are.
Yeah. So it's good to know that people are out there using liberty.menu.
Yes, I
like it. And one of the things that's been hard to replace from Facebook, looked at as a software suite, right, has been events.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the ability to have
events. But it needs to be replaced because the Facebook events are terrible.
Well, they are. You know, the thing is,
do you remember when you used to be able to, on Facebook, where they had the events, you used to be able to select all of your friends and invite them?
Yeah.
They got rid of that.
No, yeah, you got to do them individually, if at all. Facebook is just such a...
It's garbage fire. Liberty.menu has events. It's for libertarians only, though, so keep in mind, if you're not a liberty-minded person, you should not be using liberty.menu. It's only for voluntarists and, you know, libertarians. And I was actually just there today. I made an event for ForkFest. Short, unofficial, of course, because there's nothing official for ForkFest, but somebody's got to make an event, so I took care of it. And I actually did just put up a blog post at freekeen.com tonight that I've been slowly putting together over the last week, announcing the dates, which, again, not official, but Crosby, who's the owner of Rogers Campground, has if anything's official, it's coming out of Crosby, because he's the owner. He has welcomed ForkFesters back to Rogers Campground, and from June 29th through July 5th. So you talk about liberty.menu, the guy who created it is a ForkFest attendee. He was there for the very first ForkFest, and he's been there, I believe, at every ForkFest since then. He was cooking tacos at last year's event, which were fantastic.
I can't say enough about how stoked I am that, like, a freedom event such as this is happening on, you know, the day celebrated as Independence Day.
For the first time ever.
That's this year, so kick-ass.
2020. So therefore, you must be there if it's kick-ass.
And I approve. Yes.
We'll have to be
kick-ass seal of approval.
For the very first time. You've never been to Rogers Campground. You've never been to ForkFest.
Oh, wow. ForkFest version. ForkFest version. See,
Pork and Fork is how I refer to them now. So, like, it's ForkFest and then ForkFest. So
that's right.
Pork and Fork is my slang term for both.
It's funny that you should have Bandcamp as a URL, because my original name for ForkFest was Bandcamp,
but
it was B-A-N-N-E-D,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's because some people were banned from the Porcupine Freedom
Which
Festival.
Which is how ForkFest got started, right? It was the
it's
people
one
who
of
were
the,
banned.
One of the reasons why it got started.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, partially it's just ForkFest feels like minarchism to me, and ForkFest feels like anarchy.
And ForkFest feels a lot like the old Porcupine Freedom Festival used to feel
it
like.
It used to feel like anarchy, and then it started feeling like minarchy.
I've heard all about both fests, and I've seen the videos that, you know, as many as I could anyway, you know, and so I'm aware of sort of, you know, about what it's about, and I'm really stoked to be there. So,
and don't get me wrong, minarchy is still way better than maxarchy, which is what we, you know, totalitarianism, which is where we're going. You know,
the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year was a great festival.
The country is going.
They did a great job with it this year.
Maximarchy.
Yeah. That's good.
So, by the way, if you do want to attend ForkFest, mark your calendar now for June 29th through July 5th. You should probably reserve your campsite or RV site or motel room sooner rather than later, because Rogers Campground, the venue, has for many years, for like decades, done Independence Day fireworks on whatever weekend is closest to Independence Day. Obviously, Independence Day moves around. It's always on the 4th, but it, you know, that the day of the week changes. It just so happens that it's going to fall on a Saturday,
yep,
on July 4th, 2020. So it's going to be just an epic buildup all week to Independence Day weekend, when Independence Day will be the final day, or the final night, I guess. The final day will be the next day when everybody's packing up and leaving. But the final night, you know, the apex, if you will, of the entire week is going to be Independence Day. It's really going to be a great 2020 ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there. There's links there to the ForkFest Telegram chat room where people are talking about what they're planning to do. Because the thing with ForkFest is everybody kind of does their own thing, and then we see what develops out of that. And it's really cool. It works out. It
would be nice on July 4th or maybe throughout the festival if we had some kind of a personal declaration of independence being...
we have that. It's called the Shire Society Declaration.
Yeah, okay.
That's exactly what that is. It is a personal declaration of independence. It was actually originally created at, or originally signed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You know what? I think it was 2010, so it'll be the 10th anniversary, I believe, of the signing, or darn close to it, of the Shire Society Declaration, which you can read for yourself over at shiresociety.com. And the reason that the Shire Declaration was created was because we wanted to have our own society. We kept being told by these government goons that, well, you're a member of our society, so you've got to follow our rules. I'm like, well, wait a minute. A society is a voluntary association of individuals who've come together consensually for a common purpose. You go look it up. That's what a society is.
So many of my, we'll say, statist friends can't wrap their minds around the fact that there's a difference between a government and a society. They're two completely separate entities.
That's right.
I mean, and really, I look around their society more and more, and I don't want any part of it.
That's right.
I don't like their culture. You know,
I don't like the wars. I don't like the imprisonment. I mean, how many people do we have to imprison before people go, oh,
that's enough.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know,
we imprison more of our population than any other country on earth.
Even China.
And they have the
old Soviet Union would be jealous, right?
The gulags
pale.
We're free.
Yeah.
Huh?
The gulags pale in comparison to the amount of people the United States has in prisons right now.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, and the prisons that they have here are awful, partially because the prisoners aren't organized. The prisoners are organized against each other instead of being organized against the state.
But isn't that the same thing true of society on a wider scale, right? They are pitting people against one another. Here, fight over race. Here, fight over, you know, gay people. Yeah. Fight over, you know, curriculum at school. And it's really the government that's putting people and pitting them against one another to distract them from the real enemy, which is the state.
What if you could get the Cantwells and the Malcolm X's on fighting on the
to
same side?
All right, we got more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free, and again, check out ForkFest.party. More coming up. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A week-long strike by Chicago teachers continues on Saturday. Jesse Sharkey is the president of the Chicago Teachers Union. He believes some progress is being made and is optimistic a deal will be reached soon.
I just say we're working on it and that we have an opportunity to get a fair settlement, and we're gonna take that seriously and work hard. We had progress. I'm not going to say more than that. We're at a sensitive juncture right now, and I'm optimistic, so I'm going to leave it at that.
A convoy of about 18 military vehicles left northern Iraq on Saturday and is headed towards Syria. The armored trucks and vehicles are headed to Syria to protect the oil fields, like President Trump has said they would do earlier this week. The Pentagon declined to give an official comment on troop movement, citing security reasons. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I love our Discord chat because, you know, we say something on the air and then somebody goes and puts it in the chat. We didn't even have to do it. Earlier tonight, you mentioned a TED Talk video. Nobody that you thought was really good, and somebody went and grabbed it, and they put the URL in the on-air chat on our Discord server. And then just a moment ago, we were talking about the Shire Society and how it was a decade. As of 2020, it'll be a decade. I thought it was 2010, and I was correct when people signed the Shire Society Declaration for the very first time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And H. Reardon in our chat room went and dug up the video of Taryn Lupo's video of, you know, in low resolution, you know, it doesn't look that great, but it's there of dozens of people.
Just a big shout out to all of the people in the Discord chat room. I know I'm still relatively new here, but you guys are active. You guys listen to the show. It's pretty obvious, and we love you.
Yeah, and keep coming back. You know, we should probably spend more time in the Discord.
Yeah, you're not in there right now, Captain Kickass, so nobody can, they can't tip, well, not nobody, but they can't tip you.
Well, am I in there?
I
don't know.
Computers sitting here. I've been saying this for years. Yeah. There should be a computer at all three stations so we all have access to the net.
You've got a phone.
Look things. Yeah. I've got a
if
phone.
If only there were
but,
a device.
You know, yeah. I'm old and
the nice thing about Discord is it's on all the devices, so you can have it on your laptop, you can have it on your phone. I have it on both of them. So pretty much wherever I am, I am just a swipe away or whatever from the Discord chat. So if you want to join our Discord, you can do that. There is a cool tip bot in there that allows you to easily send tips to the host. And they can still tip you even though you're not on the server, but it's easier because when you're there, it shows you in the list of chatters, and it's just easier to remember. What's his name again? Oh, there he is.
Yeah. All right, I've just set my status to online.
Boom.
in the Discord now.
There he is.
I don't even have it on my
it's
phone.
It's not like I wasn't there.
I'm actually very
there.
Conservative about what I put on my phone, but I will put Discord on there.
It's great. I'm a big fan of, especially with the tip bot. People have really been having a good time with that. Let's go to the phones here, by the way. We got Reno on the line. He's in Texas listening to KIXZ, and I'm a gorilla. Go ahead.
Reno.
Reno, you got to turn down your radio, man. You're going to get really confused if you don't turn that down real fast.
I turned it off. I was just waiting on you to answer.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Hey, I was just wanted to talk about, I love y'all's show, man. Y'all,
thanks, man.
You guys are great, man. And you're just honest and putting the truth out there, and I enjoy listening to it.
Appreciate that. Go ahead.
Of course, I listen to Alex Jones, and I'm an Army vet, and I'm here in Amarillo, Texas. I got sick in the VA and nearly had my foot cut off. And,
oh, God.
Yeah, I had 5 surgeries on it, and I was in the hospital for 2 months and with IVs in my arm. And because I was in pain, and they had me doped up to the gills on Dilaudid and morphine and stuff at times, I cussed a few times. That's all I did. And they put a behavior flag on me. Of course, this is federal hospital, VA. And
socialist medicine.
Huh?
It's socialist medicine is what it is, the VA.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've learned you can't trust them, and for any of the vets out there, go to the Buchanan Report if you need help. But they've forced me to check in with the VA police every time I go to the hospital now because of my language. And I told them, I said, you know, I've got 20 complaints with Washington, D.C., and they haven't done anything. But my, it's just infringing. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm serious. I'm not a nut case. I didn't do anything bizarre or anything like that.
You cursed when you were upset at something, and they got mad and they said you got to check in with the police every time you go now, huh?
Well, the main thing was is I threatened to file some complaints on a couple of nurses up there, and they basically flagged me in retaliation. Is
what
they did. They used my language. As an excuse, yeah.
You know, I'm with you on the VA being a horrible organization. I was good friends with a Vietnam veteran, mm-hmm. Who got shot. They had to take out part of his innards, part of his lung. He got grazed in the head, and at times he couldn't afford health care and was forced to only go to the VA. And not only was I sort of privy to how the state runs that as opposed to like what a regular hospital is run like, even though it's still highly controlled by the government, a regular hospital has far more compassion to it than the VA does. The VA is a cold and bitter place veterans to go for health care. It sucks, and it should be abolished.
Over all the years we've been doing this show, no one has ever called in to say what a wonderful experience they had the last time they were at the VA. It almost never do you hear anything like that.
And if you do
and
the research...
And people call in and defend other things.
Yeah. Sure. If you do the research, you'll find that like the VA has all sorts of historical horror stories, like a scalpel being sewn up in a patient and then the patient allowed to leave and then complaining of stomach pains later on, and they go to a regular hospital and they're like, oh, look at this x-ray, looks like somebody left a scalpel in there, so there's all
lucky
sorts of
they
that
didn't give
there.
Her an MRI.
Reno, was there anything else you wanted to share? Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that I just wanted to talk about the First and Second Amendment. I mainly called about our Second Amendment. When you see Beto O'Rourke and even people like Ted Cruz, it was passed under Frank Lautenberg during the Clinton administration. And as far as I'm concerned, the whole Republicans and Democrats, whoever passed that goofy law for about taking a person's rights to bear arms away for life over a misdemeanor. And if you read it, it could be you pinch somebody or you just push and say a guy got an argument with his wife and he pushed her, and they take away your gun rights for life.
Yeah, I got news for, you know, everybody in the organization known as government. Rights cannot be taken away. You can pass legislation that says this person did this, and, you know, therefore we declare that they cannot own weapons, but that's not going to prevent anybody.
They can cease to recognize your rights.
They're ignoring them and violating them.
It doesn't make them. You still have.
You exist. You have the right to defend yourself. That's it. You exist. You have the right to defend yourself. Period.
But it sure does help if you're in a place where other people agree with you, right? Because if you're in a place like, I believe Texas is fairly gun-friendly. I don't think it's quite as gun-friendly as places like New Hampshire or Arizona. Am I correct about that?
Texas actually has a surprising amount of gun control.
Yes, it does. Texas is not even in the top 10 of gun liberal states.
Wow.
My younger brother just got two 40-year sentences. He had a prior conviction, and they was going to give him life, and they scared him to death. And so he took two pleas on because I heard you guys mention this earlier.
And he took a plea to 40 years?
For felon in possession of a firearm, two separate counts.
Wow. Holy moly.
40 on one and 40 on the other, so it's 80 years.
Yeah. And this was in Texas?
Yep, right here in Amarillo. Good old Amarillo.
Oh,
good old.
Wow.
Yeah. That's shocking. That is shocking.
It doesn't shock me. I mean, I was looking at 3.5 to 7 for having a machete.
Would it have been more if it were a gun?
Yeah, an additional 5 years mandatory.
Still, I mean, that's bad, but it ain't 40 times two.
The thing is if you've got a misdemeanor domestic violence, they'll give you 10 years mandatory minimum.
My God.
That's one of those cascading laws, right? Like, if you have some other infraction, then you get busted for this. They, like, add together and make your sentence worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be brief about it because, I mean, I'll get off the phone and listen to you guys talk, but I wish you would really do more. I mean, they have the First Amendment, of course, that's being infringed all the time. It happened to me. And if you guys would do more program on your on the Rotenberg Amendment, it was repealed once in 2001 or two, I think, and then they put it back in. But it's just
well, the best thing we can do is let you guys call in and talk about it because you guys know more than we do, and that's why we have open phones here every night on Free Talk Live.
If you got an axe to grind, bro, call in and grind
away.
We're here to listen to you grind your axes.
We're here 7 nights a week, so even if we're not on KIXD there every single night, and I don't think we are, we're still here. We're still
LRN.FM.
Weeknights, sometimes we don't get a single phone call, even though we're on a bunch of radio. Station, so
if you don't get us every night, check us out on Twitch and DLive. We're out there.
That's right. FreeTalkLive.com. We got more coming up. The remaining moments are left in just a moment. Free Talk Live.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit aigdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by local.bitcoin.com. Actually, I had a sale today on local.bitcoin.com from one of our listeners, as a matter of fact.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a longtime supporter of the program, Jaded Porcupine, came on and bought some Bitcoin.
Oh, true.
Pretty cool. Or Bitcoin Cash, I guess, to be more specific. Although some would argue that's more Bitcoin than the original Bitcoin, but
yeah,
a whole other discussion.
You know, I think the bull market will return when BCH and BTC become equal.
I think the bull market returned yesterday, if I recall correctly. It jumped up from like 7,500 to 8,500, then 9,000, then crashed past 10,000 in just the last 48 hours. It's been incredible.
Oh, is it above 10,000
It was
now?
Late last night. Right now it's at around 9,200, though.
Okay, so, it's spiked. But
it's up quite a bit.
And currently, like, I find room for, well, all the cryptocurrencies, really, as long as they have a use case. Right?
Not all of them do, though.
And those are the ones that I don't really care
and
about.
And the thing about Bitcoin is its use case is in its name. Okay?
Currently,
that's the only thing that BTC has, is we call it Bitcoin. And if you look at Bitcoin Cash, it's a superior currency. The only thing that it doesn't have going for it is hash power, and hash power will come with market cap. You know, I especially with the Lightning Network is Dane Bramaged. I mean, they lost
four
Bitcoins yesterday. They just lost them because a guy made some user interface error. He didn't keep his node up on the net all the time, and he ended up in a closed state, or something. I don't know. I don't mess with Lightning.
Me neither.
And now we've seen Lightning struck once, and it struck four times and took a Bitcoin each time it struck.
To be fair,
so
they did.
I don't want to get struck by Lightning. That doesn't sound like fun to me. I prefer DMT.
To be fair, they did name it a program.
appropriately, right? Like,
though they warned you, it's called the Lightning Network.
Yeah. Well, it's Trump, baby.
Local.bitcoin.com. Get on over there. You can easily trade Bitcoin Cash, or you can buy or sell it, I guess I should say. And there's dozens of payment methods that you can use. Some of them are higher risk than others, so do keep that in mind. If you're going to be selling, make sure you take the, I would say, recommend the safer routes. But if you want to go high risk, you can. Local.bitcoin.com. Go and do your due diligence.
I just want to say that the beautiful thing about cryptocurrencies, plural, is that I am free to choose which ones I get to use.
It's true.
And nobody else can tell me which ones I can and can't use. Unlike...
Wait a minute. The federal government has said that buying the Petro is illegal.
And I want a Petro for just that reason. Right. That is the, from my point of view, that is the largest support on the value of the Petro. Every patriotic American should get himself
a Petro.
But just because it's forbidden as a keepsake.
That's how I generally feel, nobody, is when I'm told to do something, I want to do the opposite, especially if it's by the government. However, in the case of the Petro, you've got two problems. If you buy the Petro, you are supporting the Venezuelan government, and that's a problem. And two, you really can't even get it anyway if you really wanted to. We've looked into it. We've tried to figure out how somebody could get a Petro, and it is...
I'm not down with state.
It's
flying.
A mirage.
Yeah, I'm wow. also surprisingly not down with whatever Libra is supposed to be, the Facebook
thing.
Oh,
yeah. We covered that last night.
It's not even a thing yet.
Not yet,
like,
no.
Yeah.
They're already trying to regulate it.
Right.
Yeah, you see, I think that Libra is an elaborate setup, quite possibly, for a heavily regulated cryptocurrency, and that all this back and forth between Facebook, which is, you have to remember, Facebook is the government's means of controlling public information, or at least one of their major means of controlling public information and public opinion. So why could this whole thing playing out between Facebook and AOC not be the introduction to an elaborately regulated cryptocurrency?
It may be, and we're going to keep our eyes on it, that's for sure. Let's get into the story we've been teasing all night here from Gizmodo. Streaming services may have emergency alert nonsense plastered over them at some point. The legislation that's being proposed is called, and you gotta love these acronyms, right? READY, the READY Act, standing for Reliable Emergency Alert Distribution Improvement Act, has bipartisan support, is being introduced in the Senate by a Democrat and a Republican. A bipartisan group of representatives have a similar bill that's already been introduced. The legislation would also make it illegal for consumers to opt out of federal emergency alerts on their phones and would require alerts by the U.S. President and FEMA to be repeated. Didn't hear it the first time? Well, they're going to come back at you again and again and again and again until you
press
some button to get rid of it.
This sounds like superior high-intensity training if you're into acronyms.
This will be the killer feature for those Faraday bags. Because the only thing you'll be able to do to get through the storm of government propaganda will be to put your phone in a bag so it can't ring.
TV and radio stations, of course, are currently only required to issue an alert one time. But now they're going to be expanding that. Quote, when a missile alert went out across Hawaii last year, some people never got the message on their phone.
And it was wrong.
And the message,
those people were spared a pointless panic.
And the message even said, this is not a drill.
Right.
The message was very clear. This is not a drill. Incoming missiles.
While others missed it on their televisions and radios, even though it was a false alarm, the missile alert exposed real flaws in the way people receive emergency alerts.
It exposed the fact that the government is pumping misinformation into people's houses for no reason. It's madness.
Quote, our bill fixes a number of important problems with the system responsible for delivering emergency alerts. In a real emergency, these alerts can save lives, so we have to do everything we can to get it right.
Oh, good Lord. When you're pumping out misinformation, Don't fix the problems that it's not getting to everybody. Stop doing it.
Streaming services like Netflix weren't required to issue any kind of alert in Hawaii during that false alarm, but that's obviously something legislators would like to change. They say here there are concerns about the kind of power an increasingly authoritarian U.S. president might abuse to speak directly with the American people.
They got to get the broadside in on Trump.
Yeah, could such a system be misused by an unhinged regime to spread fear and propaganda? Of course, but Congress still has to pretend that it's passing laws in a normal world, playing by normal rules, even if our world is anything but normal at the moment. So obviously Gizmodo is editorializing a bit there.
Yeah, and very sideways editorialism. Yeah. That I would call that unprofessional in the way that it's written, because they're supposed to be doing straight journalism here. And then they put in that was just a sleazy bit of insinuation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's totally okay for every other president to invade in your life and say whatever it is they want, but Trump, he's bad, we can't do that.
And when you think about it, that's probably exactly why they slipped that in, is because they do want... You know, they want to be able to do this in 4 years.
Yeah, they're not opposing it.
Yeah, they just don't want Donald Trump to have that ability.
Yeah, and I do not want to read anything from the president ever unless I choose to. If I want to see what the president is saying, I can go to his Twitter and I can read it. Yeah. I don't want him to be able to pop into whatever it is I'm doing, or her, or whoever the president happens to be, or some bureaucrat from FEMA, because they're also saying FEMA alerts will start popping up.
That's going to be horrible.
On you now. You're in the middle of watching your favorite show, and then some, you know, government-mandated alert pops in there. I'm already sick of it, and it's not even happening yet.
I don't give a hump about your president, and I don't give a hump about your war, Snake Plissken.
I love Snake
Plissken.
Snake, I thought you were dead.
Call me Snake.
I thought you'd be taller.
You'd be taller, yeah.
Captain Kickass, I thought you'd be taller.
I once made a Bitcoin meme out of a Snake Plissken sketch. It was just a sketch of his head, and he had the patch on. And I took some, you know, Photoshop type thing, and I put the Bitcoin logo,
nice.
You know, in the eye patch. And it was one of those where, like, Bitcoin is dead, and then all of a sudden it came back and, like, doubled or whatever. I think it was around the last halvening or whatever. And I made a meme, and it says, Bitcoin, the Snake Plissken of currencies. Because right? Everybody thinks it's dead
it's
all
dead
the time.
Yeah.
Right?
You know?
Well, and everybody thought it would be taller.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, check out Escape from New York. Probably a lot of younger listeners don't even know who Snake Plissken is. It's a great anti-hero character created by John Carpenter and
movie Russell. Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the sequel was pretty good too.
Escape from L.A.
Yeah,
I mean, as far as sequels go, you know, you couldn't have really gotten much better than that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good remake, basically. That's all it really was.
Except now in L.A. on the other coast,
pretty much. All right, out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and check out electnobody.com as well. See ya.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.